On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
Our coverage of the state qualifying meet continues here with the Pella Boys District Champions. We have Aiden Krumpel, Mason Gocke, and Jonathan Pankman. First of all, Aiden, how exciting is it to celebrate this with the team, the banner once again, and to be sending a busload up to Drake Stadium?
I'd say it's a pretty great experience. You know, last year I was a sophomore, I was an alternate, so seeing that was pretty fun. And then this year being a part of the team and being able to race and jump was a great experience. And seeing us win is just a great experience for me, I say.
Mason, another busy night for a state qualifier for you. First of all, how exciting is it to be a big contributor again to this team and to be able to celebrate this event specifically as a team?
Yeah, it's always exciting because this meet we take seriously because it's our one-way ticket in the state. And so, yeah, being able to celebrate our good performances and sometimes our shortcomings just as a team, it's really good because we're able to, if something doesn't go our way, we can bounce back well. That shows how strong we are as a team. Tonight went really well for us. We had a lot of great qualifiers, and so it just makes it all the more exciting going into the state weekend.
And Jonathan, as of this, we don't know 100% if you're in or not, but I know Coach Anderson just shared that there's a chance that we've got four different throwers for the first time in school history going up to state. How cool is that you guys got to share? It was really fun over there at the throwing circle with all the cheering and to have a really fun night.
Yeah, it was great. We just have a really hardworking group that has put in a lot of work this year, and I'm so thankful to be with those guys. We've also learned a lot from the past throwers and just, you know, how to go through these meets. And so we've had a lot of experience, and I think that reflected tonight. And, yeah, we're really excited for the state meet.
And Aiden, we've shown off the depth of this team, too. We've had a lot of slew of injuries and all sorts of events. I know you've had to step up a couple times. How neat is it, though, to show the depth of this team and to show just how truly much of a team it is, helping other guys out as they're battling through those injuries?
I'd say it's pretty good. It gives other guys some chances to, you know, step up and be in a big environment that they're not used to. I know Owen just got off an injury today, and he jumped really well. I mean, it's pretty inspiring just seeing a bunch of guys get off. I know Caden had one midseason, and he just qualified for 110 hurdles today. A bunch of people are getting injuries, and they're coming back. I say thanks to our training staff that we're doing good with that, and everyone else is just getting healthy and being careful.
Yeah, and Mason, you distance boys are starting to hit your stride between the 800, 1600, 3200. Just how much fun has it been these last 4 years to grow up with Kanan and Noah and these guys and Jonah, and now to really see that pay off with a big night here tonight?
Yeah, we've always had a really, really great depth in our 800 squad. And yeah, just seeing that our progression over the last 4 years all together, from the 800 all the way up to the 2 mile, Kanan, Noah, those guys, they did a great job. And yeah, our 4x8 at state, we're really excited to see what we're capable of there because we think it's going to be something really special. We'll have to wait and find out and see what the number, what the place is. And no matter the outcome there, we know that we're going to give it our best and just trust our training and trust the strength that we have in all of us together.
And Jonathan, again, this is a real fun night to celebrate as a team. Not just you throwers, it's the jumpers, it's the runners. Just how special is it to have one more night like this and then next week go take care of business?
It's so special. I just have loved these nights over the 4 years. And then finally getting to experience a state qualifying meet myself, it's just been so fun. I love cheering on the guys even at the throws, and then coming down here and cheering on the guys down here. It's just so fun to see everybody competing and trying their best.
And Aiden? Business not finished, and all three of you, business not finished. I know this team has big goals heading into next week. What are you guys, each of you, just looking forward to most about getting ready for the next 7 days and having a huge weekend up at Drake Stadium?
I think we're definitely, me and Owen are definitely looking most to being, I think we were probably one of the first jumpers to ever go 1-2 in Pella. I don't know if that's true, but coaches were pretty happy about it. I think we're both happy to jump together there for our first time. And I know he's jumped there multiple times, but it's my first time. And I just like being behind him because he just drives me to do better, watching him do good. I'm also excited to watch all my other teammates do good. I mean, we have some amazing athletes that I can't wait to watch them race against other amazing athletes.
Hey, so what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, we're gonna celebrate tonight first. Just grateful that we have the opportunity to go this next weekend. You know, I've never run the 4x4 at state or anything like that, so that'll be something new for me that I'm looking forward to. Then also just, you know, spending 3 days up at Drake's always fun. and yeah, we'll give it our best, and that should be something pretty special.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to how we're going to show up. I think, I mean, Reagan and I didn't have the best meet that we've had in a while tonight, but we got in, and that's all that matters, and now I just can't wait for what we do at the state meet.
Aiden Crumple, Mason Gocke, Jonathan Pankman, three members of the district champions from the Pella Track and Field Team. Boys, go celebrate, and we're going to see you at the Blue Oval.
Thank you.
Our coverage from the state track qualifying meet continues here from Pella High School. We have Abby Melvin, Lizzie Vandevoort, and Elsie Brenneman. Abby, a lot of tickets punched that were just in your hands and a lot of medals you just handed out. How exciting is it to celebrate this win tonight as a team and to be sending a busload up to Drake Stadium?
Oh, I'm so excited. As my senior year, I'm running four events, and I think it's just really special. And everyone here is special, and like we knew we could do it, and I think we really went out there and executed well in every single event. And I just think it's really special what like the Pella track team can do and like what we're all capable of.
Well, and Lizzie Vandevoort, this is a very, very busy night. It's a lot, especially when you're running these 800s. But how much fun is it to again, celebrate with a team like this, to be able to really have this be a team event and then go to state and try to chase something bigger?
Yeah, it's super fun. Just this is not as serious, but it's still serious. So it's still fun to go and be with your teammates and have fun before it gets super serious.
And then Elsie, it's been a long haul to get to this point for you and just a few short races, and now here you are with a ticket punch for the first time in track and field. Just how special is it to even be running here, let alone being able to celebrate with your team?
Yeah, being here tonight is super special. It's definitely a gift from God to be able to be here, and I think tonight I was really just reminded of what an amazing sport running is and what an amazing team we have. And I think, you know, we all ran together to get that banner, and I just realized what amazing teammates and what an amazing community we have. And I think there's something really special about this sport, and so I'm just so grateful that I got a chance to be a part of it this year.
Well, and Abby, it's been a season of ups and downs, no doubt, with a lot of injuries and illness and all this other stuff, the cold weather to start the year. How does it feel, though, to be really starting to hit your stride this week? That's the goal, right, is to be going in strong next week to Drake Stadium.
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, I know there's so many PRs tonight, and it's just awesome, this weather, this environment and everything. And I know we'll do even better at Drake Stadium here next week. And I just think, like, it matters most at state, and I think that's what we're proving now is, like, peak now, better than ever.
4x4 tonight, Lizzie had their best time. You have had your best 800 time this week. Just how exciting is it to be peaking at the right time and knowing that next week, especially with what the forecast looks like, there will be some even faster times to come?
Yeah, it's super fun. It's very promising that we can run really well at Drake, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
And Elsie, to get to run at Drake has been a privilege for you, knowing the injuries you've had the last couple years. Just how excited are you to be at the Blue Oval and then have a chance to do something really special with Marissa in that 3,000?
I think it's going to be super fun, especially getting to go with Marissa. We've run a lot of races together, and so I think it'll be really fun to get to share that moment, especially with it being her last race at the Blue Oval and it being my first. And I'm just really thankful for all the people that helped me get here. Like you said, it's definitely been a long haul, but I've had great friends, great teammates, great coaches, great parents, great family all backing me up, and I'm just really grateful to be here.
For each of you, what are you looking forward to about next week and having that chance, especially your last go around up there, and to maybe chase a trophy if things go really well?
I'm looking forward to the D-Med. I love our D-Med team right now, and I'm just looking forward for my last running events. Well, not looking forward to it, but this is the best group of people I've ever been with, and I just think it's good and important to go out on a high note, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to being with the team and running some really good times, and yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to the whole experience. I think, especially as somebody who's gotten to watch it the last couple of years, I think it really gives you good perspective on how special the experience is, getting to like put glitter in your hair and step on that Blue Oval and just like feel the magic of it. I'm really excited for that, and I think we've had a really special group of seniors. This class has meant a lot since freshman year, and I've really looked up to all of them, and so I think it'll be really sentimental and it'll be very special. I think it'll be a really fun weekend though.
Abby Melvin, Lizzie Vandevoort, and Elsie Brenneman headed to the Blue Oval. We're going to see you at Drake Stadium next week. Looking forward to it. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you.
The center page of today's Lely Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we talk to the two members of the Knoxville track and field squads that got automatic qualifiers to the state meet. Avery Pelong in the shot put, and Isaac Rankin in the 1600 and 3200 meter runs. Talking now with Avery Pelong, who has automatically qualified in the shot put to the state track and field meet. Avery, congratulations. How's that feel?
It feels great. I've worked a long time for this.
Coach Blavik said personal record, and you told me you didn't really feel good going into the finals. What changed, with everything?
Well, honestly, so there were a few technique things that me and Coach Bacon worked on, and then I actually asked Bon Durant if I could use their shot put because I like the smaller ones. And so they were like, sure, why not, because they were like community shot puts. So I used theirs, and in the finals I just PR'd twice with theirs and then got up to second. I went into the finals in fifth place and bumped up to second. So.
And I got to ask, did you ask Bondurant to keep that shot put?
Well, the coach came up to me and she was like, are you sure you don't want to use that next week? And I was like, I might have to. But.
This year's been a really good year for you in that event. Just to talk about your improvement and what's been the big thing for you.
Yeah, it's been really nice. Honestly, just focusing on one thing at a time, and that's been working really well. Kind of just getting one thing down with my form and then working on the next thing. And if you just focus on one thing at a time, I think it works pretty well.
Coach Bacon has been just wonderful in the throws. What's he done for you in your career?
He is amazing. I could not thank Coach Bacon more for everything that he's done. He puts in work all throughout the off season with me, almost every week throughout the whole off season, and he really knows what he's talking about, which is really nice to have a coach like that, because a lot of teams don't have a throwing coach, so it's really nice to have that.
You come from a program that's starting to have a reputation for throwers, of course, Ashlyn Finardi, Sierra Heffron, now you, and looks like Jade Kreimeyer, she might get her chance. Is it all Coach Bacon here with everybody? Because it just seems like when he got on the scene, the throwing got really good at Knoxville.
I actually think so, yes. Yes, because he knows what he's talking about, and he'll tell you what you're doing wrong and when to do it. And as soon as he fixes one thing, he can fix it all pretty much.
All right, what's a goal now to get at state? You're among the 24 best in Class 3A now.
Yeah, it's really nice. After I threw my PR in Sheraton the other meet, I know I was seated like 17th in 3A, and then I bumped down to 20th, and I was like, okay, I think I have a chance of going, and then I went, and now we're just focused on like the 38 mark up there, and then we'll just see how it goes and see if we can get a smaller shot put to use. And then Bacon was like, you're only 4 feet away from the school record. Like, you got to go. So maybe next year.
All right, Avery, congratulations. Best luck up there at the Blue Oval.
Thank you.
We're now talking to Knoxville's Isaac Rankin and, two-time state qualifier in 2026. Maybe a third. We don't know yet about the 800 as we're sitting here recording this, but the 32 and a 1600, congrats. And, how did those races go for you?
Yeah, I mean, 32 was kind of just run with Kanan until the pack falls off. Then just, like, I cruise, let him go, and just do what I need to just get second and get it in with conserving the most energy I could. Then the 8, I was a little upset about that. Just a lot of things didn't go my way. Got boxed, kind of got shoved around a little bit and just got out too slow. But pretty confident it'll make it in, even somewhat, like, good chance that it still makes the fast heat. So hoping for that. I mean, not that, good things can't come out of the slow heat, but and then the 16 was pretty tactical, got out slow, and then came through, and then that last 300 I took the lead and felt, I was like, oh wow, I still got a lot left. So I took the lead, and I think I split like a 62 last 400 to close really well, and pretty confident about the school record in that, so hoping I can get that at state. But yeah.
You had a really closing burst there on that last lap of the 16, and then I was thinking the same thing. It's like, Rankin's in the lead. All I needed was second place. Let's talk about that 1600 for this season. How has that gone for you? What's been your best big key in that race?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's my favorite race for sure. Yeah, it's definitely my favorite race, but just throughout the season, trying to just build some confidence in it, and then today it was just coming out here, proving myself, and especially like that last lap, shocked the field. I mean, I don't think anyone was expecting me to go from whatever I was in, like fourth, fifth, to first and then come around. And I mean, you know, kind of figured Kanan was going to get me. But yeah, I mean, just, you know, show everybody that I can compete. So, yeah.
I talked to you after the Panther relays, and you really were out for like a Sunday jog. I mean, you really didn't have a lot of competition there. And you're someone that kind of likes to have a lot of those good guys to kind of pull you along. How does that help you when you got a Kanan Dunham that can you see ahead? It's like, all right, I need to catch him because I can be faster.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have that competition at every meet. So it's like, you know, if you can do it solo and do it maybe without other people to push you, it's like, okay, yeah, I can do this with other people around me, and I can do this, and just like, you know, establishing confidence, I guess, and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Let's talk about, you know, state coming up. What are the goals? What's, you know, some of the things you want to get done there up at the Blue Oval?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get top eight in every event. That's just, like, plain and simple. I want to get that. And, you know, I got the school record in the eight. If I could lower that, that'd be great. I want to get it in the 32, and we'll see about that. It's 9:26, and then I really think I can get it in the 16, and I would really like to do that. And so I'm looking forward to that, too. But, yeah.
You recently set a school record in the 800. I mean, that didn't go so well for you tonight, but you got that school record, you know, to look back on.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, I know what I can do, you know, and tonight was just an off night, but I'm confident I can lower it and just, yeah, do what I know I can do and just see how it goes at state.
Being a senior, next week's going to be your final thing in a Knoxville uniform. You know, I'm sure it's kind of you're on your mind. What are you thinking going in as far as wearing that black and gold jersey? Because you're going to change it for a red-white jersey here in a few months.
Yeah, I mean, especially like Monday when I got the record, I didn't know if I was going to have another open eight. So that was just like, I like really got to get this. I had a ton of adrenaline and all that. And especially today, like, I missed out on the Blue Oval last year. And I like, you know, this would be my last chance. And I mean, I'd love to race there. So, I mean, you know, this is my last chance to make it. I got to perform well on a night like tonight. So, yeah, just trying to do what I can to end things well.
I talked to you at the beginning of the season how motivated you were to get back to the Blue Oval because last year you unfortunately fell ill and couldn't go. You know, what kind of motivation do you have this year to do maybe some things that you wanted to do last year?
Well, I always say one of my favorite like races or places to run is state cross country. The environment's just insane, and I mean, I love it so much, and the same thing especially goes for state track. Like, the environment's awesome, and just being able to run with all those big names, it's really cool to be like, yeah, I'm running with, you know, XYZ and all these people, so, yeah.
Well, and I also got to ask you, I saw you recently made it official for Central College. Good to get that off your plate, and, you know, so you can train this summer and be ready to go in the fall.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. I love Coach Joe. I mean, Coach Dunham's great. And, yeah, I kind of decided that in, like, December that I hadn't got to a signing day. I was like, oh, shoot, I procrastinated this a ton. But, yeah, I mean, it was good to just have that signing day experience. It's really cool. And I'm really excited for next year. I mean, I'm so excited for it.
Well, Isaac, I'm sure we'll probably talk to you up at the state. Hopefully we will after a good finish. It's been great covering you. Best of luck. And, you know, we wish you well next fall when you're wearing red and white at Central.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
And that was two members of the Knoxville track and field squads. From the girls, Avery P. Long, who qualified in the shot put, and from the boys' team, Isaac Rankin, who qualified in the 1,600 and 3,200-meter runs. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next on KNIA KRLS.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports page brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Time now on the Lely Radio Sports page to check in with some of the automatic qualifying athletes from the Newton High School boys and girls track and field teams.
Joining us now, we have Nick Milburn, a two-time champion here in his junior year as he wins both the shot put and the discus. So I guess things couldn't have went much better for you, Nick.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was excited and I was happy with how I competed too. So
now I watched you in the discus and started out a little slow, didn't you there?
Yeah, I think I just had to get it rolling. The wind was a little weird today in the direction of it, so I had to get used to that and then just kind of speed my spin up a little bit. So yeah.
Hey, you really came through on your later throws there. Were you pretty satisfied with that given the conditions?
I'd say so. I think I definitely could have gone further. I've gone 165 this year, so a little bit shorter than what I was hoping for, but at the same time, to get first place is good. So yeah,
definitely. Then the shot put took first there as well. What was your thoughts on how you did there?
I was okay with it. My big goal for this year is to go 60 feet, and didn't quite get there. I went like 55.9½, which is still a decent number, but I don't know. I think it gives me a good chance to do something big at state. So
yeah, maybe the competition might be a little tougher at state then, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. I think nerves are a lot higher too, so there's a little more at stake. So I don't know, just making sure. The big thing for me for this week is just making sure that I'm mentally ready for it, and the atmosphere will be a little bit different compared to smaller meet, but I'll be ready. And yeah
you went to state last year, right?
Yeah, and freshman year, so I've been there.
Yeah, pretty familiar with up there and everything. So as you wind down your season here, you're pretty pleased with the whole body of your work in track and field so far,
but I still think I got more to do, so yeah.
Well, congratulations. Good luck at state.
Thank you.
Talking to discus thrower Zach Felton, who is going on to state his senior year, makes it with a throw of over 152 feet. And how did you feel going into today?
I actually felt pretty confident because the last like four-ish meets I've been consistently going over 150, and I knew that would probably be the mark to make it. So,
did the wind bother you at all? I know some of them were having a hard time keeping it in the mid.
Yeah. A little bit because it was like, it was so strong, but I mean, we got one out there, so that's all that matters.
152, is that one of your best?
It's definitely close. It's my PR is 158, but so.
Well, the conditions like this.
Yeah.
Came in second to a teammate, so I guess that's okay.
He's
a good one.
Oh, he is. I was hoping to catch him at the end, but sadly didn't get one in.
Does he share any secrets with you or not?
I mean, he gives me a little some tips, and if I catch something, I'll give him some tips, so we kind of work together. So
have you been doing discus for quite a while?
Yeah, I've done it the last since freshman year. I started freshman year, so now I'm finally getting up there. So.
And is this your first time to state?
First time to state, it is. Yeah, I fell short a little bit last year, but.
All right, looking forward to it, obviously.
I need to get my redemption, so.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Joining us now, we have Drew Bauer, who just the winner in the 400-meter hurdles. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All glory to God, man.
55.56, I believe, is your winning time. Was that one of your fastest?
That was my fastest PR. Just adrenaline from... districts definitely helps. I'm running next to one of the faster guys in the state from Pella, so that always helps. We love competing against each other, so it's a great race.
Yeah, it always helps when you have someone right there to drive you.
Yeah, for sure.
So as you look at going to state, have you been to state before?
I went to state last year in the shuttle, which we came out. We didn't really have our best time during that run, but I'm super glad to go back. Just it should be a fun time.
How long have you been running the 400 hurdles?
This is my, I ran it like a couple times my freshman year, and then only ran it once last year. And then with Caden getting injured sadly, and my brother graduating, I knew it was my time to step in, and I knew what I had in me, and glad I got there. All glory to God.
Great time to get the PR, so congratulations. Good luck to state.
I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Joining us now, we have Max Sims, who is going to go to state in two events, and you just completed the 400-meter hurdles. What was the
shuttle hurdle?
Shuttle hurdle.
And we're still waiting on results for the 100 hurdles.
Okay. Is that possibly not an automatic qualifier? But
it's not an automatic, but it's a big possibility right now. So.
All right. Well, that would be pretty busy up there then.
Yes, exciting.
Yeah. So you just got done running the 400 hurdles, and 107.34. Is that one of your better times?
I think that's a PR, yeah.
Okay. Felt good all the way?
It did feel good, yes. I mean, as good as running a 400 can be.
That's right. Understand. Yeah. You had some competition to drive you to. So
yes,
that always helps as well.
Very much. Yes.
Talk about the earlier event when you guys won the 100 meter shuttle hurdle relay.
Yeah. That one felt good. We had to switch up our order a little bit with the wind.
This is the girl.
So I normally start and I ended up anchoring.
Okay.
So we had to figure that out. But we all ran really well and had some really good splits, and we actually PR'd on the season, so good time for that.
Wow, that's definitely good too. Is it more gratifying doing something individually or as a team with your friends and what have you?
I think, honestly, both are really gratifying. It's just different not having a strict qualifying in relays. I've never qualified in an individual before. Last year I was close. I was off by 0.02 of a second. An update but on the girls' score. To be able to do that's really cool as well. But doing it overall is really fun.
Yeah. Well, the girls are doing pretty good here too, yes. Second team wise. So that's a pretty good showing for you guys.
Yeah, we're doing really well as a team.
Well, congratulations. Best of luck at state. Are you done then for the night?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's a big sigh there.
That's kind of, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Well, there's some of the Newton High School athletes who automatically qualified for the state track meet from last night's qualifying meet in Pella. For the Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Randy Van.
Thank you so much.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.